I'm Martin Woodward. Most of you knows me as Woody. Right, and I'm going to talk on God's promise for the freedom from sin. Right, to me, there is two parts to this one. Firstly, I'm going to talk about the sin, and then secondly, about the freedom. Okay, first question, what is sin? Right, it's an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law. Basically, breaking any law is a sin. And we're all sinners. Some of the things I do, breaking the speed limit. I know most of you have broken the speed limit when you're driving. I always find it hard to do that 30-mile speed limit between Dunbridge and Stonehouse. Shouting abuse at other drivers. That's a big one for me. Telling little white lies. How many of us told a little white lie in the past? Taking unofficial breaks at work. That's stealing time. Time you're being paid for. This is what I used to do quite regularly, disobeying your parents. Never do what you're told to do. Taking God's name in vain, saying things like, Jesus Christ, oh my God. And I assure you, I do a lot more sins than that. Why does God condemn sin? Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. We lose our freedom when we think that finding pleasure in particular sins drags us into darkness and despair of repeated struggles. At these times, we find ourselves enslaved by sin. Things like gambling, alcohol, stealing, gluttony, drugs. Judging people is probably one of the biggest sins we all do. I know I do it all the time. I used to be a gambler. I used to go down to the silver rooms, lose all my wages. And as a result of that, I used to do shoplifting. Because I didn't have no money to spend, I used to go in the shops and just take what I want. Then I met Faye, my lovely wife. And that changed my life altogether. Let's see if I can get this right. Oh, by the way, I'm reading Romans 8, 1 to 11. I forgot that bit. Right. In 8 Matthew 1 to 21, that wasn't working. You can tell me that. she will bring a son to birth. And when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. God saves. Because he will save his people from their sins. God made agreement when he gave us Jesus. You see how far God has gone to help you. In Romans 6, verses 14, sin can't tell you how to live. After all, you are not living under that old tyranny any longer. You are living in the freedom of God. We are set free from sin by the perfect life that God has accepted as a substitute to our sin-stained lives. We are completely free from guilt and punishment of sin as we look to Jesus and see him make the payment for every sin. God accepted that payment and declared us not guilty. I'll repeat that, not guilty. The penalty of sin has been taken care of by Christ. Uphold the law. in Romans 8, verse 9. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. With God being at the centre of your life, you're free from the penalty of sin because Jesus paid the price. The freedom is the freedom of temptation of sin. In Romans 8, verse 11, it stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raises Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing to you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. With God, you are delivered from the dead life, and with his spirit living in you, your body will be alive as Christ. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, where would you be today? What does it mean to be free from sin? The second part of my talk is freedom. There's two questions here. How then do we find freedom from sin? When you have freedom, what does it mean? Freedom means a lot of different things. We are free to live the way we live. Freedom to do what you want to do. Personal temptation. Freedom is the need to be released from something. In Romans 8, verses 1 and 2, with the arrival of Jesus Christ, that fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who entered into Christ, being here for us, no longer have to live under a black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from the fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. Freedom is being released from sin. Upholding it perfectly is impossible for true freedom. Freedom is being free from the power of sin. In Romans 8, verse 3, he personally took on the human condition, entered the disorder's mess and struggling humanity in order to set it right once and for all. It has set you free from the laws of death. Simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. In Romans 8:5, those who think they can do it on their own ends up obsessed with a measure that their own moral muscle, but never get round to exercising it in real life. This little film I'm showing you, sometimes we need to get help. If it's from an unexpected source, this is my granddaughter Coralie. Coralie is helping me to use an hula hoop. She saw me struggling, so she came to rescue me and help me. As you see on that advert, you're supposed to do that, and you're supposed to be doing that as it goes round. And every time I tried to do it, it just went straight down. Right, for those who trust God's action in them, find that God's spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Right, in Romans 6 to 8, obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing, And he isn't pleased at being ignored. Pray into things like addiction and break the cycle of everyone deserves, sorry, pray into things like addiction and break the cycle. And everyone deserves a second chance. Put in your life in God's hands and you will get that second chance. For most of you know, we've been praying for Stephen and Matthew over there drinking drugs. We've been praying especially for Stephen, especially as he was in court 6 times for assault and battery. He was a drug addict and an alcoholic. On the 8th of October this year, both Stephen and Matthew have been clean for 2 years from drink and drugs. He now has a good relationship with his family. Right, the summary of this talk is, God made an agreement with when he gave us Jesus. Jesus paid the price when he died. When he rose again, your sins were paid for. The chain is broken and now you have the freedom. I'm going to pray for you all now. Lord, we thank you for today, the greatest gift of all true freedom. To be free of death and resurrection. To be free from the penalties of our sin. Because you took it upon yourself to be free from the power of sin. By the presence of the Holy Spirit and the choice to choose from freedom from sin. Lord Jesus, reach out your hand and break the chains that binds us and break the grip of sin. Lead me into a life filled with your grace and mercy. Help us to break free from addiction and live as a free person and not a slave today and serve you and the others in love. Amen.